Welcome, everyone, to Christ Blessing, August 20th, 2017, the day before the great American solar eclipse. And we should be able to experience some very, very special conveyances of energy today. So I'm really glad you're here, and I would love to hear from you. This is always the best way to start our blessing call with input from our community. Anyone who would like to ask for a blessing is welcome to speak. Anyone who would like to give thanks or acknowledgement for a blessing received, we'd like to hear from you too. So I'm going to look down at my board, and I see that we have quite a few people on the call. Mara, I'm going to take you first. You're on. Hello, Mara. We can't hear you. Maybe you have to unmute your phone.
I couldn't hear you say my name. Okay. Yes. Thank you. I would like blessings for my daughter, who will have knee surgery tomorrow. And I also would like to have blessings for her daughter and my granddaughter, who will have surgery, I believe, on Friday. And and then I will also give thanks to all of you for all of the blessing givers and receivers, and of course you, Glenda, and Yeshua, for the many, many blessings that have been bestowed upon my family and myself.
Oh, you're so welcome, Mara. You're so welcome. It's just a pleasure to be of service. And I am so glad that we could make a difference in your life and in the life of your family. So while the blessing is being conducted, be sure and hold your family in your prayers, as we will in ours. And as Yeshua has said, when two or more are gathered, he is there. So I have your daughters on my list. And I'm going to take a call from area code 832, and you're on.
Well, good afternoon, Glenda. This is Kathleen from Houston.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm getting better. I had a bit of a relapse of the cancer. It spread to the bone, but I'm on a new medication, and I'm very responsive to that. So we are gaining on it, as we say, but I need some extra boost here from the spiritual community. That would be awesome.
You have it, and you have my love and my personal blessing.
Thank you. And one more, which is a bigger, it's a huge question.
Okay.
This has to do with the world. You know, there's a lot of divisiveness going on, as we all know, and it's caught everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
I remember way back, I mean, Spirit was predicting the fact that there would come a time when all hell would break loose, but take heart, because it's a process of the transformation.
Yes.
And that's what I remember, what I understand. I always like to see the bigger picture in these situations. And it warned us. It said, you better hold on, because it's going to be a rough ride.
Yes. But, no, we have been warned of that. It's very good to remember.
And it's also the things that are being exposed that have been hidden, or at least partially hidden, for a very long time. And now they're out. They're up and out to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And to be discussed, and to even be understood better. You know, why.
That is true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I would think that all of us would do very well to contribute to that kind of wisdom and understanding and courage to get through all of this.
I agree. I agree so much. And actually, it leads me to the blessing, the message I want to present later on after we take a few calls. And it's about honoring the journey. Okay?
Yes.
So just see if what I have to offer maybe doesn't fit what you're talking about. But I'm going to take a few more calls, Kathleen.
Okay.
I see Jerome is on the call. Hi, Jerome.
Oh, hi. Hey, great, Glenda. Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing in R&B and connections with Yeshua. So, but I have a special question, honor for my brother-in-law, Tom. He hasn't had a painful left knee for the last 8 months. So healing for his left knee and for healing tomorrow, too, for the our country and the world with everything of light, compassion, and love. How does that sound?
I think that's a great request. And I will most certainly hold every part of it in my heart.
You have a great heart and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirit. So just I thank you, and I love you dearly.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you, and I love you dearly, too. So we have quite a few people wanting to get online, so let's move on so we can get everybody in. Gina, I see you on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Gina.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I would like to ask for a blessing for myself to release old patterns, thoughts, and beliefs. And my intention for myself moving forward is to love myself and all the choices I make. And as with what everybody else said, I ask a blessing for you and for the world as we move forward to heal ourselves in, after this eclipse. And I had another question for you, too. Everybody says that you're not supposed to look at the sun, and you're supposed to wear special glasses. So I remember reading in Love Without End, Yeshua said it was good to sunrise and sunset to look into the sun because it gives us, energy, good energy. So can you...
You know, Gina, that is true. But the thing is, by the time the sun sets, the light is being filtered through thousands and thousands of miles of atmosphere.
Okay.
And it makes it possible, right at the cusp of the Earth, for us to look into it.
Oh, okay.
This eclipse will not be anywhere close to the horizon, at least not for any of us. And you really, really do need either eclipse glasses or one thing, long ago, long in the dinosaur age when I was a child, what we would do in school is we would smoke glass. You can take a candle, you can take a sheet of glass, and you know how candles will leave deep black smoke? Well, you have to make sure it's just covered with deep black smoke and hold it up. And what you see through is sufficiently filtered. You can look at the sun.
Oh, thank you. Good idea.
So that's a very, that's the old fashioned way of looking at an eclipse.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now make sure it's deep smoke. I'm talking about deep black smoke, not just the glass kind of browned out. Okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are going to bring Eva online. Hi, Eva.
Hi, this is Eva. You may remember that last week I had asked a blessing for my daughter, and they were selling their house, and had a contract, and then when the appraisal came through quite a bit lower than their asking price, which had been agreed upon, she and her husband were in a bit of a quandary as to how to deal with this. So I had asked for a blessing for her and for that situation. And then later in the evening, I talked to her and explained to her what you had said about being confident and so forth. And then she says, well, maybe that's why I did what I did. She had just sent off an email to them and told them that she really felt that this was a fair price and that was the price they would like to have. And I just talked to her the other day, and it looks like they are accepting that, and she's expecting that they will have a settlement possibly this week.
So, oh, excellent, excellent. See, that's what confidence can do.
Yeah.
And everybody learn from that. When you're really confident, confidence is just more of a ground level version of faith. Faith is often driving with, you know, without headlights. Confidence is when you really see and you know that what you see is the right thing. That's the power of really examining your life, making sure that what you're doing is the right thing, is the best thing. Then you put your whole power and your whole confidence behind it. People feel that, and it's contagious.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was interesting was that she had not yet heard your reply, and she felt as though somehow she got the message.
Of course, because
you know, it was
brought by somebody a whole lot higher than I am.
Yeah, so that was really nice. So
that is nice. Thanks for sharing that.
And thank you all.
I always love to hear about his magnificent ways of reaching us, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yes.
Okay, and I see that Tony is on the line. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Thanks. I want to ask a blessing for my dear friend Tiger and Laura. Laura's, she's making progress, but she's still dealing and healing with cancer. And my friend Dave as well, he's got some neck surgery issues, and he's in a lot of pain, and so I want to ask a blessing for him as well.
Okay.
And also for my dear friend Rob, he's about to have the birth of another grandchild. I guess his fourth grandchild.
Aww.
Yeah, so we're actually going to visit him, and we may get a chance to go up and see the totality of the eclipse as well.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Well, blessings to you and your family and your friends, and we've got them on the list.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we have someone from area code 780.
Hey, Glenda, it's Desmond.
Hey, Desmond.
Hey, so you're going to talk about the journey of life today, and I've been going through a long journey, and I really want a blessing for my relationships through the journey, because sometimes I just feel lonely, and I've really refined my friendships, and I'm just trying to really build them deep and really wise and understanding. But I just want to have like more intelligence and relationships, and really keep accelerating my positive, pure thoughts and happy thoughts and everything that I can do with connecting with the people that I love and enjoying life with them.
That's a great request. I think that could apply to everybody. Thank you, Desmond. Very, very thoughtful.
Thank you,
very wise.
Thank you.
And from area code 201, and you're on.
Glenda, it's Susan.
Yes.
There are three people that I want to ask a blessing for. One is Teresa. She's a friend, and she's having difficulty breathing, and she's a great lady. Another is Jane, who had a hip replacement, and a few days later fell and broke that leg, so is going through another surgery. And another is Ray, who's just been diagnosed with cancer. He's a young guy. So for all three, I would love to put them on a list of blessings.
What is his name?
Ray.
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 Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being so mindful for your friends and your family. I know you always are. and blessings for you too.
Thank you, sweetheart. Enjoy tomorrow.
Oh, I will. I will indeed. And Stormy, you are on.
Yes, Glenda. I am reminded of how my prayers have been answered even before I could ask them, when I literally sang for $1 million at the United World College in New Mexico, out of Las Vegas, New Mexico. The professors at the hot springs I was sitting in the evening says, well, that's interesting you tell that story, because at 12 o'clock we were given $1 million to fix up that building you were singing in.
Oh, that is, you know, Ben, you are one of the living examples of what I was speaking in generality in my email letter to our blessing community and to others that follow these teachings of Yeshua, about the subtle and profound effects of energy. Everything in our consciousness is conveyed through energy. This is what makes song and music so important, because it adds harmony and grace to the energetic field. When the energetic fields, whether they're our personal thought fields or the energetic fields in the environment or the planet, when they are nicely combed out, shall we say, like you've combed out a messy head of hair after you sleep at night, you comb it out and it's all nice and wavy, it's so easy to make it do what you want it to do. And sometimes the prayer is already answered by just combing out the energy waves. Well, the contrasting analogy to that would be the messy hair after you sleep, or let's say after you've been out in the wind, because I don't want to imply that sleep does anything other than bring us to peace. But after we've been out in the wind, we've been out working all day, worn a hat, had it off and on, off and on, off and on, our hair's all messed up. And I know for the ladies, this is an impossibility to do anything creative with. You know, and we want to fix our hair up a little bit before we sit down and have dinner with our family, our friends, or our sweetie pie. Whatever, we want to look good. Well, it takes a little bit of combing out before you can get it to do anything. Any form of energy is like that. And that includes nature. It includes the energy that is communicated in our human family, in our political system, most certainly, in our global situation. In our business community, there's conflict, competition, backfighting, and all kinds of things that result in entanglements, shall we say. Entanglements. If you compare this to what happens on our computer, when you get too many entanglements, what happens on a computer? It just crashes. And I used to think it was just horrible when it crashed. And then I, after working with my good friend, who's a highly competent tech person, he taught me that actually it's a good thing when your computer crashes, because you start it up and most of the problem is cleared out. You still might have to adjust, make some adjustments, remove some programs that are causing problems, or do a virus cleanse or something. But just shutting it down and bringing it up untangles a lot of energy. Well, that's what happens for our Earth every 18 months when the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun all line up. We don't always get to see it as an eclipse. That's what makes it so special this time, is they're all lining up, And they're all lining up in the daytime across the United States. So most people in this community, I allow for exceptions because we do have people from all over the world that tune in, especially to the recordings, and I just want to say that you'll still receive the benefits of the eclipse even though you can't see it. But what's the big deal in the United States is that we get to see it this time. And if you're up northward around Kansas, you get to see the perfect eclipse where it's just moon over sun completely. I won't have that privilege down here on the coast of Texas. I'll get to see about one-third of an eclipse. But it'll still be dramatic and something worth taking time to do. And I plan to be standing in the water when I do it because I also plan to be offering a blessing when it's happening. And I would encourage our blessing givers to do the same thing. So by offering a blessing, those of you who don't know how to offer a blessing, offer a prayer. Pray. If you can stand in water, that would be great also because you will help attune your energy and what happens for you into the great waters of the world. So that's what I have to say about that. And thanks, Stormy. We always appreciate your input.
Awesome.
And thank you for the news. I just got it yesterday and haven't had a chance to listen to it. But I will be listening probably during the eclipse tomorrow.
On the sun thing, me being just your energy as I am, I will go sit in the center of the sun as I often do, and I will watch all of y'all watch.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna watch the eclipse of the earth from the center of the sun.
Yes.
Well,
and, of course, the eyes of the archangels would exactly be doing that. They will be in the center of the sun. So we have a call from Liz. Hi, Liz. You're on. Area code 530. You may have to unmute your own phone. We can't hear you.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Winterhawk in Mount Shasta, and we're sending everyone cross-country blessings from all the prayers in Mount Shasta. Lots of people gathered here, and thank you for your talk on the eclipse. I would like to ask a particular blessing for my friend Paul, who passed this last Thursday evening, and his precious cat daughter, Pachu, and his beautiful wife, Ellen. And they've been together a long time, and Paul was a cosmic journeyer on Earth, a geologist, and climbed just about everything and dug up just about everything else. And we figure he went for the front row eclipse seat. So thanks for adding them to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, thank you. And I have them on my list. And I do not know if the Freeborgs are on this call today. But if they are, Nancy and Gary, I want to offer you congratulations on the birth of your new granddaughter on the 17th. I just saw pictures of her. She's gorgeous. So we have in our community a brand new arrival on this earth, just in the outer glow before the eclipse happened. And we know her life will be incredibly lovely, beautiful, and significant. So many, many, many congratulations. Her name is Addie. So congratulations to Addie on your new life and to the Freeborgs on their new family member. And now we do have, not long, but we have a few minutes. I would just like to talk about the subject, the journey. Sometimes we focus so much upon our goals. We focus upon positive accomplishments or dreaded events or challenging moments that we isolate those situations from the journey and we just look at those. When really, in the end, when it's all over and you've passed through this life and you're sitting on the sun looking back, what you're going to look at is the journey and all of the events, good, bad, boring, regular everyday events, the love, the stress, the disappointments, the acceleration, the excitement, exhilaration, all of it will become aspects of the journey from that higher position. Now, when Yeshua was teaching his apostles, he did not say to them, I have come to bring a revision or a renewal to the Jewish faith or religion, which was already very ancient, with many different varieties of belief called sects. There were many, and some of them conflicting. And he was challenged a few times, did you come to change the law and the prophets? And he said, no, I just came to create a better way. And he told the apostles that what he was teaching them was the way. The way. And it was mentioned several different times in different contexts to the degree he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. But his teachings were called the way. A perfect synonym for the way, my friends, is the journey. The journey. Now, let's take a look at the life of the apostles. Well, let's just take a look at one of them, Paul, who lived one of the more dramatic lives. He started out as an enemy of the Christians. He was there present at the stoning of Stephen. And Yeshua came to him and he said, his name at that time was Saul. And he said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why do you hate me? Well, Saul went blind. And in his blindness, he gained a new light, a different kind of light that could see far beyond the physical and far beyond sunlight. It was a new light that illuminated his soul, his heart, and his whole being. He became a completely changed person. And he vowed to spread the teachings of Yeshua. Yeshua appeared again to him. There were two appearances to Saul, who was then renamed Paul. And an interesting thing is, Paul took a very different viewpoint on Christianity from all of the other apostles who were quite orthodox Jews. And they were very perplexed at some of the teachings Yeshua had given them because they were in contradiction to some of the Jewish laws of dietary habit, the Jewish laws, even of the Sabbath. Yeshua said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. When he was criticized for allowing the apostles to pick corn because they were hungry. So he was liberal on everything. Circumcision, dietary habits, the Sabbath, many more things. The forgiveness of sin. The woman who committed adultery by Jewish law was supposed to be stoned to death. And Yeshua said, let the one who is without sin cast the first stone. So he interceded on the hard line of law everywhere. Well, Paul really got that. And it equipped him psychologically, theologically, emotionally, and socially to go out to all parts of the world, because with his more expanded point of view, he could present Yeshua's teachings to more people. and see less objection. So he had an incredible journey, but he still ran into problem. A really big problem with the Romans, because he created so much expansion. The Romans were threatened by that degree of expansion. They arrested him, and he spent much of his life in prison. Now, in those days, prison really was hell. You can imagine, there were no flush toilets. Not for you and not for your neighbors in prison. There were no sanitary supplies of water. Not for you or anyone else. Food was not sanitary. Not for you or anyone else. Eating less was having more health. Nevertheless, even in those conditions, Paul wrote the most beautiful epistles, that is letters, of his life. His incredible soliloquy on love is one of the most memorable and treasured scripts upon love ever written. And he was in prison. And before it was all over, he was beheaded. Now, do you think he would trade his journey for anything in the world? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because Paul knew not to focus on events, but to focus upon the journey. That was what he got, was not just a PhD in living and transcending life, but a postdoctorate degree. And this is the way it's described in the book of Revelation. It's all about transcending. It's all about coming to be above the incident in order to embrace the journey. That is actually, in my opinion, the most important message, the central theme message of the book of Revelation. That was more than likely written by a different John than John the Apostle. And there are many, many, there's probably no scholar alive today that would believe it was John the Apostle. But nevertheless, this was a very, very enlightened man who received a powerful vision from the Holy Spirit. And his vision was all about sending letters to the seven churches in southwestern Asia to overcome. That was the key word, is overcome. All throughout that book, the word overcome is there. How many points can we overcome? How many situations can we overcome? The moment we overcome an event, we are back on the journey. And that's the key to the journey. And I want to tell you something also. It's not just negative challenges we have to overcome. We have to overcome victories. There are many, many Olympic gold medal winners that have gone into post-victory depression, not knowing what to do with their life after that. I'm quite serious. There are many, many accomplished performers who, after they reach the peak of their performance, they fall into alcoholism or drug use or some other form of depression. I'm serious. Overcoming victory is as important as overcoming fear, threat, and defeat, because life is about the journey. It's all about the journey. So when we are given opportunities for clearing and cleansing, as we will be given tomorrow in the great eclipse, it's really, really important that you accept the clearing and the cleansing and the return it offers you to a new start in the journey. I am so, so serious about this. I have made it one of my life hobbies to read various diaries and journals written by survivors of the Holocaust. And the one theme they all have in that is they overcame it. It was the theme of overcoming. And some of them went on to do great, enormously important global work. It transformed their life. I have read the diaries of Mother Teresa. The theme of her life was overcoming. Overcoming every single obstacle and to help others overcome. Because it's all about the journey. It's not about the event. The moment you take energy away from the event, you will empower yourself. As long as you keep energy focused upon the event, you will empower the event. Okay? Now, if it's a victory, it's appropriate and it's lovely to empower that event for a little while. That's great. You own the Triple Crown winner horse. You're the owner of Secretariat, the greatest racehorse in history. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate for a while. But you know, that won't last. And somehow, you've got to climb down off that mountain and get back on the journey. Even the horse has to do that. We all have to get back on the journey. In this last year, I have been through the greatest tribulation of my life. Nothing in the whole of my life comes anywhere close to what I have been through in the last 18 months. And interestingly, it all began about the time of the last equinox. So sometimes our journeys involve this kind of exploration. And it wasn't always me having the hardship. There were also others who had the hardship but called upon me. And I couldn't turn my back on them. I wouldn't leave them. I wouldn't leave them in distress. I would do whatever I could. And in the course of compassion, of being with them, then I would be in the dark drama of what was pulling their life into an undertow. And it wasn't just one event. It was multiple events on every day. And stressing every fiber of my being to produce enough strength, enough energy, enough money, enough time, enough creativity to just dog paddle through very dark waters. So for me, I am releasing that in this eclipse. That's my request. For your prayers and blessings, but not just for me, for everyone that I shared this passage with. And you know something? I wouldn't trade that journey for $1 billion because you can't buy your way into the hearts of people whose lives you have saved. You can't buy your way into the lives of people who suffer so bitterly, they don't let anyone in. who is not genuinely and truly compassionate to it. Unless you really have shown your love and your dedication to be there with them, they won't let you in. You can't experience it. And if you can't be there and experience it, you can't make a difference. So I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it for all the gold in Solomon's mine. Really, I wouldn't. And I think most of the people who overcame the Holocaust felt the same way, because they got to be there on behalf of everyone who suffered. I know Paul wouldn't take back what he suffered. I know Peter, who was executed in Rome, asking to be crucified upside down so that it would not desecrate the crucifixion of his beloved master, Yeshua. I know that none of them, in their turmoil, in their suffering, would take away 1 minute of it, because it earned them the right to be with humanity where it is and where it suffers. And so I ask that through me and all that I was given an opportunity to join, we lift up all of humanity at least 1 to 6 inches higher, their head above the water, than it was before. And I pray that all of us can learn to embrace the journey for all the benefits it can bring us, all the redemption it can bring us, and all of the incredible opportunity it can bring us to serve, to heal, and to bless others. And people ask me all the time, why did Yeshua suffer when he could have avoided it? My friends, I've just given you the reason. It's a privilege. It's a privilege that money can't buy. It's a privilege that power cannot corrupt or fake. Power can't go there. If you get that meaning, then you'll know what to do tomorrow in your prayers, in your meditations, and blessing givers, in your blessings. Just be with the journey and accept every part of it, and take a look at what you want your next phase to be on the journey. Where do you want it to go? Who do you want to bring with you? How far up do you want to go? Okay? How far down are you willing to go in order to help somebody else? See, that's the decision I made last year. I didn't make it consciously, but just because my life was in that state of performance, so it was. And so it became. And I'm ready. I am ready to go up now. And I'm ready to take a lot of people up with me. So, blessings to all of you. And I ask now that the blessing givers join me and be in the simplicity of your heart and your soul. Allow your heart, soul, and body to be lined up like the planets, so that you can convey this most perfect energy. And everyone else, be seated, relaxed, open and available. Just available in your faith, in your desire, and in your prayer. I will say a prayer to Yeshua now, and then we will begin. Dear Yeshua, we thank you every day for your love. And we thank you when we go through hardships that we have your companionship there, because we know you've been there. We know that you know how we feel. We know that you know the way out. We know that you can bring us out. We thank you for walking with us in all phases of the journey, because the journey is the way through. The journey is the way back to God. Honoring the journey takes us home. And sometimes we do stop and smell the daisies when life is good. And we thank you for those moments we have. But we ask you to kindly and gently take us back to the journey, that we're always moving forward and upward and closer to God. We ask that you be with those who are alone, who feel forsaken. We ask that you be with those who are sick and need healing. We ask that you be with the children and with the elderly who are unsure of their journey. We ask that you be with everyone on our blessing list today and everyone in our blessing community and hear their prayers. We know that you love us all. We know that you care. And we know that your love makes a difference. We ask this in your holy name and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you are to complete it by receiving. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Just open your heart, soul, and body into receivership and allow the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to wash upon you. I wish you a wonderful week filled with love. Bye-bye.